Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another greatly satisfying and fulfilling episode of Black Law and Legalized, where we specialize in telling you all some bullshit and hoping y'all believe it. My name is Dan. You can keep up with me on Twitter and IG at I Am Dan on Drugs. Keep up with the show across all platforms at Black Law Podcast. Don't forget merch. We have lovely merchandise on our website, blacklawpodcast.com/shop.
Thank you for joining us again for another week. This is Afro Becky, and hope you're having a good week. And we're also joined by...
Oh, that would be me, just yeah, then.
You. What? Hey, how are you?
Well, how are you?
I'm all right.
Oh, okay, good.
I'm having a good week so far.
Man. Right on that, Rose.
Yeah, we ain't seen you in about a week, but you look the exact same as I saw you last.
And you can follow me on Twitter at I Tell Legal Lies.
Hey, and check out her Tinder profile pic too.
Shit, I ain't got no Tinder profile unless you created it.
Tinder profile pic.
Shit, I ain't never been on Tinder. Tinder never will I need pic. To be on Tinder.
Yo.
I don't do that.
That ain't what I heard.
Man, I don't fucking run. I'm sorry.
I am chased. I have
Thank
come
you
to
very
the
much.
Conclusion that you have a Tinder profile. No evidence to support this, but I'm just coming to that conclusion. Ladies and gentlemen, what we wanted to talk to you today about is, I know some of you are homeowners, unfortunately, such as myself. I fucking hate it. It's the worst, most miserable thing that I've ever experienced in my life. And I believe that, let me back up a little bit. Homeownership can be exciting for some, but not for me. Hiring contractors. So I was talking to a...
You were doing what?
I was talking to somebody who's maybe a mentor, should I say.
Oh, Lord.
And he was telling me, as we were looking for contractors, we had a event, a wind event, a tropical storm, basically. And we were looking for contractors to come fix some of what the storm tore up, pretty much. One of the things he kept telling me is, do not hire contracts that do not have workers' comp insurance.
Contractors,
right.
Mm-hmm.
That do not have workers' comp insurance. I'm like, why? I have homeowners insurance. So if somebody gets hurt on my property,
does not cover
what's it. The difference?
Does not cover workers. So in most homeowners insurance, policies, workers on your property are not covered under that. So when you hire people to work on your property, you are responsible, period, for injury. So what workers' comp is basically written to cover is, like, somebody trips and falls on your property if they are an invitee, as opposed to someone who is actually doing work that you are paying them for.
So can you lie and just say, okay, the dude that I got doing my electric hurt himself, but he was just a guest though?
Oh yeah, you can do anything you want to do. You can lie and say that.
They be like, why did that nigga have a multimeter in his hand?
Right. So this is basically what happens though. Of course, you know, investigations and adjusters. So what workers' comp, and the reason why you want to have workers' comp, because workers' comp is going to cover not only medical, it's going to cover lost wages, something that your homeowner's insurance will not do. It may cover medical, but it will not cover lost wages. So if you do not have coverage for lost wages, you are liable for those lost wages. So what you will have is a worker who you don't have workers' comp, or the contractor doesn't have workers' comp, they will sue you, right? Your homeowner insurance may pick up their medical expenses, but then they will personally sue you for the wages that they've lost. And
now, so, what if you don't know if they have workers' comp or not? Can you verify?
You can.
Because much like with the LLC, we know that there you can have an LLC that may not have been what's the word I'm looking for? It's out there, but
it's not active or it's not in good standing. And honestly, you can have an LLC that's not in good standing, but they still have policies for workers' comp. Now, what people get fooled into believing, if people advertise and say licensed and bonded, and
insured.
Let me tell you, okay, it's good to have somebody that's licensed, bonded, and insured. But when you say insured, you have to know what kind of insurance they're talking about.
Specify what kind of insurance,
right? Because liability insurance is insured.
And but, it's not workers' comp.
And it is not workers' comp. So you're licensed, meaning that the state of Louisiana or whatever state that you're in basically said that you are professional and you may have taken a test to prove that you have specific knowledge and you've received your license in that particular discipline or that profession.
Yo, this is what's crazy. Taxi drivers have to be licensed, right?
Well, they have to have a CDL license or a chauffeur's license, but they also, they have to have, I know in New York, what they call it, tags?
Yeah, the medallions.
Medallions, yeah. Right. But that's a difference from, from a license.
But I find kind of, I guess, intriguing or perplexing, should I say, is that taxi cab drivers have to go through, jump through a few hoops that Uber drivers do not have to, that's but correct. Yet they do essentially the exact same job.
Well, that's because you are technically paying someone for the temporary use of
their personal
vehicle,
mm-hmm.
and ride share. I'm sharing a ride with you, and I might pay you for. As opposed to taxi cab drivers, this is my profession, and I am leasing or I own. That's what the big hullabaloo was when
is owning your cab, yeah.
Right, rideshare came around in the city. Everybody was like, no, because it's not fair. Exactly that. It's not fair to cab drivers because
they banned it for a while.
Right, in Jefferson Parish, you couldn't do it.
Right.
So it was you can't allow them to do that because they basically but some people actually prefer to take cab drivers because they know that these people have been certified basically as opposed to someone like Uber.
This is the thing with a cab driver. Like for a while, I didn't trust Uber or Lyft or any of that. And it's not necessarily because of who you were getting in the car with, but check this. So a lot of people from other cities, other places where the economy might have been kind of downward spiral, they came to New Orleans or they come to New Orleans for our events, for Essence Fest, for Jazz Fest, for whatever fest. They do not know the area. So they are strictly following GPS. Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry, living in New Orleans or even going back home to D.C., living in these cities and knowing the layout. Yeah, the layout of land, how to get around, traffic and this, that and the other. Taxi cab drivers, they know that shit just like the back of their hands. They know.
They can get you there in 5 minutes as opposed to Uber that's going to take 15.
Like, this is what's crazy.
They're going to take you over the river and through the woods because they're following GPS.
Me and Becky were leaving. She had to get on a flight and I had to go to work. So she took an Uber to the airport. Uber came, picked her up. I pulled out behind the Uber, right? So you know my street. We're both headed up this way. First stop sign, Uber makes a left. And I'm like, she getting kidnapped. I ain't going to see her again.
Like, where are you going?
That ain't the way to the airport. Right. And I just kept on driving because I'm like,
oh, you weren't concerned, huh?
I just said you're getting kidnapped.
Yeah, I texted you like 2 hours later and said, why did she make a left turn?
2 hours later, I could have been dead.
Could have been. But yeah, but you take Ubers. So that does that concern you when you know the city that you're in and where you're trying to go and they're just going some random way that you've never been before that's not necessarily how anyone from the area would get to this place? One dude made you miss a flight.
I actually tell them, and if they're from the area that you're in, if they're from New Orleans, like they will not follow the way Uber tells them to go.
That's a good thing.
They will not do that. So, but if they're not, and I see them going away, because I remember one time I was coming from downtown to my house, and there are two exits that lead to my area, my neighborhood.
Exit 57A and exit 57B.
And so one of them will literally take you over the river and through the woods. And they were going that way. And I was like, don't go this way. Go to the other exit.
So you backseat drive.
I am. Mm-hmm. Because it's like, why are you doing that? And I remember the very first time I ever got an Uber to go home, I wasn't paying attention. And I look up and I'm like, "What?" And I asked the driver, I'm like, why the hell are we going this way? And the driver was like, that's the way that they told me to go. And I said, and you know, this person was from the New Orleans area.
Right.
But they didn't know my particular area. So I was like, dude, they just took us 5-10 minutes out the way. We could have, you know, I could have been home by now. And so that's something what I did, because I realized that the way Uber charges you, or even the way Lyft charges you,
it don't matter how long it takes.
Right. It's based on mileage, on some of it. Like if you look at the fees, because you can look at the fees to see what they're charging you for. Some of it is based on miles. So I called them. I was like, look, the way that I went, y'all added X amount of miles. And you didn't have to, because that's not the fastest way to get to my house. And they actually refunded me some money.
See, and I think, Becky, when you missed your flight, well, it was partially your fault for leaving a little later than you should have.
Yeah.
But had a taxi cab came and picked her up, she would have made her flight.
She would have made it, no doubt.
But this dude went past the airport exit, you know, that old airport exit that they went past there, went like to fucking, what, Williams or some shit? Or Loyola.
He
went to Loyola.
Made left,
a left and came
and
back
up
down
the street, and then went
came
up
back
Airline?
Down Vets.
Oh,
made a left, came back down Vets, and then made a right onto the same service road that the highway exit would have. And it's like, what the fuck is you doing?
Because that's what the GPS.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. So anyway, fuck that new airport. But so if you're hiring people to work on your homes, ladies and gentlemen, make sure they have workers' comp, because if not,
then you get stuck paying.
And my mentor, he knows a guy. And the guy that he knows is a licensed contractor who has no insurances.
Absolutely.
So one of his subcontractors, I guess you would call him, got electrocuted. And did he die?
No.
Okay, got electrocuted. Tried to come back and say, let's call this dude George.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, George, I got fucking electrocuted on the job site, man. And I'm fucked up now, and I'm walking around like this. And I need some money to take care of my medical bills. George ghosted his ass. Mm. Was like, shh, I ain't got no fucking insurance, bro. Peace out.
Yeah, and so what's crazy is, if this person was in the know, do we know that, okay, George, bypass George, straight to the person who hired George?
And sue the homeowner.
Exactly right. And that is 100%. So you're trying to protect your investment. Not that workers' comp would protect you 100%, but
just an additional
it
layer.
Is right of protection for yourself, you know, your personal assets, honestly. Because I've never had a situation, or I don't know of a situation personally, where anybody lost their home because someone, but I do know of a situation where someone actually fell off a roof. They were putting on a new roof, they fell off the roof, and this person literally sued the homeowner because the contractor who hired them did not have workers' comp.
So let's wrap up, but before we do, have you ever had someone who does not have workers' comp or any insurance do work on your home?
No.
Not even K-Man?
No.
I wouldn't trust that motherfucker.
No, but wait, just to tell you before we wrap up, something else that y'all may not think about, and I had somebody tell me this, and I was like, good looking out. Thank you. Pest control, all right? Pest control providers, same situation. If a pest control provider is on your property doing pest remediation and they happen to be injured, workers' comp applies. If the company has it, great. If they don't, you're screwed.
So if the animal or whatever attacks or bites this person treating your issue.
So keep that in mind. Any person that provides a service to your home
needs. So I can speak for Becky and I. We have had I don't even know if it was licensed, to be honest with you, but no, I know he damn sure ain't have no workers' comp insurance or any kind of insurance to do work on our house. A friend of a friend. Do we trust him? Yeah. But you can always trust somebody until
you can't.
Your roof falls on them. And
right.
Like Kevin Hart, for instance, when like that car that they were driving. Yeah, it's like he's driving Kev's car. Nobody really knows what happened other than the people that were there. But I can tell you now, if Ann has a super souped up 70 sports car, it's like, yo, you want to drive? And I'm driving it and I flip the bitch, no matter what the cause may be. I think it'd be kind of fucked up if I sued Ann. Like, yo, your shit should have been up to date. I understand, but it's a classic car.
How many people do you think that actually happens to?
I couldn't even begin to guess.
I can tell you right now, personal experience, I had a cousin that sued my insurance company. So I get into this accident, and this is not going down the rabbit hole since we're talking about insurances. So this is another.
You're promising it's on topic.
Yeah, it is on topic. Okay. Like I said, this is something else. You know, actually should have mentioned this in the some other episode. But if you are traveling, someone is traveling in your car. We all know that we have insurances to protect our cars and to defray the cost of fixing our cars should the cars be damaged. Okay, I was in a vehicle, in my vehicle driving, and I was hit. Someone else caused this accident. They were cited. I was hit. All right.
Was it from the front or the back?
The front and the back and the side. You know, I like it all kinds of ways. I like to change it.
That's why your cousin sued you. Anyway,
so, all right. Person had insurance. My car was fixed. My cousin, of course, he ran and got like Mars Bart. I don't know who the hell he got. But, you know, little personal injury. 10 to win. Normally, that's it. You go for the 10 and you get it. Well, his lawyer had him sign all these papers. He wasn't reading. Lawyer sued my insurance as well. Because
his lawyer took your approach. Throw everyone in the pot, sue them all.
That's it. Okay. Basically. So he received money from the other person's insurance and he got money from my insurance company.
Did he break you off a little something?
Hell no, the son of a bitch didn't. And I don't talk to his ass right now.
Because of that?
Well, not because of that, because of something different. But
Sounds like a stand-up guy.
No, still, I was like, no, you didn't. It was so crazy so that's something else to beware of, people. People driving in your car, even if you get into accidents and it's not your fault, yes, they can sue your insurance company.
And that's the thing, too. We're staying on insurance, Becky. Mm-hmm. Becky's our hall monitor today. I remember for years when I was younger, my mother had to put me on her car insurance. Like my name had to fit.
Because you lived in the house with her.
Right. Mm-hmm. Now, however, if Becky, who lived around the corner, wanted to drive my mama's car.
She didn't need to be on
the insurance. And I never understood that. I'm like, what difference does it make? I actually have less of an incentive to wreck my mama's car than someone who lives down the street.
Exactly. Right.
Like, so that never made any sense to me. Well, why?
I think this is just my theory. Since you reside with the primary driver, you have more access to the vehicle. Therefore, you would have more risk.
In liability.
Because you have more opportunity to utilize
the
vehicle.
That shit was crazy. I'm just like, that don't make no damn sense. So right now I can go drive your truck, wreck your truck, and your insurance will cover it.
Exactly.
But if I stayed in the same house and
you weren't on my insurance.
Right. And I go drive your truck and wreck it.
Right.
You shit out of luck because I ain't paying for shit. I'm broke. But going back to that Kevin Hart situation, yo, that shit was kind of fucked up. Yep.
It's yeah, like, but then the chick in the back sued him, didn't she?
No, the dude sued him.
Oh, I thought the chick sued him.
And that's supposed
too.
To be his. They both might be suing him, but that's supposed to be your partners. And on top of that,
you were driving.
I'm suing your ass, but y'all are all like famous people, man. Like, seriously, what you gonna get out of this? $200,000?
Well, he won it apparently.
Like, man, go like sit I said, down
I
somewhere. Know,
I think the girl's suing too. At least that's what I recall hearing.
That's
but yeah.
some bullshit. So,
but let me tell you, insurance is the key. And you know what's something else?
Sorry, real quick. Just came to mind. My aunt, she was washing her hair recently and she felt something in her hair, like a little, she was like, what the fuck? So she swipes it and it hits the bathtub and she kicks it. It was a wedding ring. Came off her finger into her hair. She batted out her hair, kicked it down the drain by accident. So, no big deal. Insurance. So you can have insurance on your jewelry.
Yes. Your any personal, like, you know, asset, paintings, jewelry, X, Y, and Z. So, yeah, people like to protect their things. But I always err on the side of caution when we're talking about big ticket items. And things that can affect big ticket items. Just to let you know, when you go, let's talk rental cars. When you go to a rental establishment and they ask you about whether or not you want to take the insurance or not.
I always answer no.
That's because.
Credit card.
Right. Mm-hmm. Your credit card covers. That's something else that maybe y'all don't know. And this is a little financial help, but it's about insurance as well. If you pay certain credit cards, also cover insurance as far as rental cars are concerned. So also, if you have full coverage, they will also cover some of them, also cover rentals. So.
And here's another thing for you, since we're talking about credit cards, financial advice, and insurance, because this can fall under insurance as well.
Mm-hmm.
This MacBook right here that I'm using to record cost roughly $3,000. And that's a lot of money for a computer, right? So you would think that I would get the extended warranty from Apple. That was another $300-$400. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I'm already spending $3,000 on a computer. So I'm gonna take my chances and not spend So my credit card extends the original warranty of whatever item I buy for another 2 years past its date. And I'm like, I don't know if I trust it. So I got online, read some Reddit forums. Everything online is real. And like a lot of people have actually bought stuff like TVs and the credit card company has.
Now that's real.
Replaced it.
I can personal they experience will, that will, is real.
They may replace, reimburse, or repair.
Repair, right. Right. And exactly. I'm right. like, I'm going to just go with that because.
Why not? You already, it's free to you.
Right. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
It's free to you. So
another tidbit, ladies
exactly
and
exactly right. So honestly, insurances are a racket. All jokes aside, they really are until you need them. They are a racket until you need it. And in this particular situation, if you have someone working on your house, and that includes doing repairs, pest remediation, like I said, most people don't think they let the orca man into their house every day. If Orkin,
damn, he in the house every day.
No,
them motherfuckers got they in the project.
if the Orkin man wasn't an Orkin man, if he was working for Dan's Pest Control and Dan's Pest Control did not have workers' comp, and this guy walked in to spray your house and he got injured,
that's on you, bro.
That can be your liability. So we talked about vehicles. Someone riding in your car. And also, we talked about having full coverage and liability. Most people, when you talk liability, they do the minimums. Let me tell y'all something about liability and the minimums. Y'all think that y'all are protected. If you got into an accident.
Real quick, I want to interrupt. I do the minimum. And Louisiana, a couple years ago, raised the minimum because people were so underinsured. The minimum was like 20, 10, 20, I think. Which was means
underinsured.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If I'm driving a $35,000 car, you hit me and you got 20, 10, 20, 20 is the most I'm going to get. And I'm going to be on
20
the hook
for your car
vehicle.
10,
yeah.
10 body. For your medical.
Right.
And then 20 for what? I don't know what's the other 20 because I know one is like your vehicle, one is injury per.
What about lost wages?
No, no?
I don't know.
It's bodily harm, pain.
Like, but that's the 10 because right. That is always the lower one, which is stupid to me. But like bodily injury is the 10. I know 20 is your vehicle. What's the other one? Do we know?
I forget. But while you look it up, I'm like. I always went with the bare minimum because that's all, like, at one point, that's all I could afford. But I'm looking at it now, like, I am so glad that I never got in any accidents because if I went my Saturn, I bought that car in 2004, 2005, and maybe paid $4,300 for it. If I ran that bitch into a $70,000 Mercedes, and all I got is 20, 10, 20. I am
10, fucked. 20, 10. It's 10, 20, 10. So maximum coverage for bodily injury. The 20 stands, but wait, 20,000. Hold up. Tell you what.
Right now, I think we're 40, aren't we?
All right. The first number stands for maximum coverage for bodily injury for one person. All right. The second number stands for maximum coverage for bodily injury. For all persons injured in one accident. And the third stands for property damage.
Okay.
So 10 per person in one accident, 20 for everybody in one accident, and
20 for the truck. Or
10
car.
For the truck. So it's 10, 20, 10.
Okay.
Gotcha. So literally, and what I was saying, Dan actually got to the point that I was trying to make or the point that I was going to make. You have these minimum coverages. If your liability is or the amount of money is over. So say you get into an accident and you have 10, 20, 10. And these people have injuries, you know, medical, including medical bills or whatever, that are like $100,000. And all your insurance company is paying is up to 20. Where's the rest coming from?
Out of your butt.
Exactly right. Mm-hmm. And did you say
out of your butt?
Yes.
and when you say out of your butt, you own a home, right? Because we're talking about insurances and protecting your assets. You own a home. These people can sue you, get a judgment against you, put a lien on your home.
Fuck that. She owns a vagina, too. So, you ain't fucking with my house,
so
bruh.
So what that means is...
Even though you hate it.
You sell...
Wait, your vagina or the home?
I don't know which one.
Dumb. You sell your home. And what a lien is basically a hole. It's something that says, I have a claim for this amount of money against this property.
So if and when you sell your home...
Right.
They get their cut.
Exactly right. So you're talking... Like I said, in this particular situation, you have 10, 20, 10. We know as it stands that they have $200,000 in medical bills or whatever, let's say for the sake of saying. And you sell your house. And by the time you sell your house is worth $300,000.
You going to walk away with about $100,000?
If that. Because think about it. They may have recurring medical bills.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So by the time you sell your house, you may walk away with nothing. So you are required to have minimum coverage, but minimum coverage does not always protect you.
And also lower your deductibles too. Trust me, it'll help you in the long. It's only a couple dollars difference for most of us. This has been another informative episode of Black Law and Legalizing. Again, shirt from the podcast brother, shout to Flaw and Fresco. Hey. You can catch us on Twitter at Black Law Podcast, IG at Black Law Podcast, Snapchat at Black Law Podcast, Where else we at? Etsy at Black Law Podcast.
Wait, what we got on Etsy? Damn. Now, eBay.
Everywhere.
eBay.
Everywhere. And you can keep up with me at I Am Dan on Drugs on Twitter and on IG.
I am Afro Becky.
Becky.
Thanks for listening.
Listening.
Enjoy the rest of your week.
Who is really Afro? I mean, y'all saw Afro Becky for the first time. And I know a lot of y'all were geeked out that she is actually black. Yeah. Big ups to Retarded Titty Becky.
RTBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBB your chest up. All right, we gotta get you back on camera, titties and all.
Anyway, this is Just Dan, and you can follow me at I Tell Legalize on Twitter.
Peace.
Laters.